जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपीजनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय माधव कुंज विहारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदान यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदान यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरव चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे राधा वृंदावन जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय प्रभुपा जय जय प्रभुपा जय ताई गौर प्रेमानंदी
लगेगा बाद में ऐसे रखो साइड में बीच में कभी
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट नंबर 19 सददर्श विमानाग्र्यं नभोसोवतर ध्रुवः बिभ्राजयत् दश दिशो राकापतिम् इवोडितम् सददर्श विमानाग्र्यं नभोसोवतर ध्रुवः बिभ्राजय दृश दिशो राकापतिम् इवोदितम् सददर्श विमानाग्र्यं नभसोवातरध्रुवः बिभ्राजयदृशदृशो राकापतिम् इवोदितम् वो छोटा वाला है ना, छोटा वाला माताजी। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। एज सून एज द सिम्टम्स ऑफ हिज लिबरेशन वेयर मैनिफेस्ट ही सॉ ए वेरी ब्यूटिफुल एयरप्लेन कमिंग डाउन फ्रॉम द स्काई एज इफ द ब्रिलियंट फुल मून वेयर कमिंग डाउन इल्यूमिनेटिंग ऑल द 10 डिरेक्शंस। देयर आर डिफरेंट लेवल्स ऑफ एक्वायर्ड नॉलेज, डायरेक्ट नॉलेज, नॉलेज रिसीव्ड फ्रॉम अथॉरिटीज, transcendental knowledge, knowledge beyond the senses, and finally spiritual knowledge. When one surpasses the stage of acquiring knowledge by the descending process, he is immediately situated on the transcendental platform. Dhruva Maharaj, being liberated from the material concept of life, was situated in transcendental knowledge and could perceive the presence of a transcendental airplane which was as brilliant as the full moonlight. This is not possible in the stages of direct or indirect percept of knowledge. Such knowledge is a special favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can, however, rise to this platform of knowledge by the gradual process of advancing in devotional service or Krishna consciousness. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। धन्यवाद। सो यस्टरडे वी सॉ द वर्स भक्तिम हरो भगवती प्रवहन अजस्र आनंद वाष्प कलया मुहुरर्द्यमान विक्लिड्यमान हृदय पुलका चितांगो नात्मानम अस्मरत अशौ इति मुक्तलिंग. सो बिकॉज ऑफ हिस इंटेंस डिवोशनल सर्विस ध्रुव महाराज वॉज एक्सपीरियंसिंग टीयर्स ऑफ लव बिकॉज ऑफ हिस हार्ट हिस ट्रांसेंडेंटल ब्लिस इनसेसेंट टीयर्स फ्लोड फ्रॉम हिस आईज हिस हार्ट मेल्टेड एंड देयर वॉज शिवरिंग एंड स्टैंडिंग ऑफ द हेयर्स ऑल ओवर हिज बॉडी दस ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड इन अ ट्रांस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस ध्रुव महाराज completely forgot his bodily existence, thus he immediately became liberated from material bondage. And today, it is mentioned that one transcendental airplane came to receive Dhruva Maharaj. So Prabhupada writes, different type of purport he gives. He gives that how Dhruva Maharaj was able to perceive the presence of a transcendental plane. It was only because he was liberated, and because of special favor of the Lord, it was different type of knowledge. So Prabhupada writes about different type of knowledge: direct knowledge, knowledge received from authorities, transcendental knowledge, knowledge beyond senses. So I was trying to correlate pratyaksha, anuman, sabda, like that. But Prabhupada writes that because Dhruva Maharaj was on transcendental knowledge, situated in transcendental knowledge, he could perceive the presence of the airplane, which was as brilliant as full moonlight. Rakapatim Ivodutam. Rakapatim is moon. So, I thought I will discuss about how in this purport and what is real knowledge is described. Knowledge aroused by pure bhakti of Dhruva Maharaj, which then he is able to perceive the presence of Supreme Lord and an airplane coming. So I was reading some sections of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime and it was matching. So I would like to elaborate on these points, how knowledge and bhakti, how they are related. And so end of any knowledge in bhakti is love or prema. So whatever studies or scriptures, that must gives rise to ultimately love of Godhead. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, वेदेश्च सर्वे अहम एव वेद्यो वेदांत कृत वेदवित एव चाहम. सो इन द वेदस आई एम टू बी अंडरस्टूड. सो समवन इफ ही और सी हैज मेमोराइज्ड द एंटायर वेदस बट डज नॉट नो हु कृष्णा इज और नॉट डेवलप्ड एनी लव फॉर कृष्णा देन दैट इज यूजलेस. सो जस्ट लाइक एग्जांपल, इफ वी try to give someone knowledge of rasgulla, then we can give him different explanation. Rasgulla is white, rasgulla is round, rasgulla is spongy and rasgulla is very tasty. But when we put somebody in somebody's mouth rasgulla, then everything is understood. No need to explain. But if someone has not tasted rasgulla, how much you give big lectures, 1 hour lecture, still is not going to understand. By that analogy, we can also understand that someone may read scriptures and give lectures also, but if he has not tasted the fruit of that knowledge, then that is not true knowledge. So that is why Srimad Bhagavatam is a book, but it is also love condensed. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was श्रीमद् भागवतम पर्सनिफाइड. दैट इज वाई इन द इंट्रोडक्शन टू श्रीमद् भागवतम श्रील प्रभुपाद राइट्स फर्स्ट द लाइफ ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु, बिकॉज चैतन्य महाप्रभुज लाइफ इज ए मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम इन एक्शन. ही इज द मूर्तिमान स्वरूप हु भागवत स्वरूप. सो श्रीमद् भागवतम इज नॉलेज बट इज ऑल्सो गिव्स द फ्रूट ऑफ लव ऑफ गॉड. निगम कल्पतरुर गलितम फलम सुख मुखात अमृतम द्रव संयुतम. सो देर इज सम रस दैट इज इन द श्रीमद् भागवतम. सो मोर इम्पॉर्टेंट दैट इज वॉट वी हैव टू टेस्ट द फ्रूट ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम. सो हु नो श्रीमद् भागवतम? वन हु इज एक्सपीरियंसिंग कृष्णा. अदर्स आर ट्राइंग. सो इन द चैतन्य भागवत इट इज मेंशन्ड देन दैट व्हाट इज ए ट्रू व्हाट इज ट्रू भागवत रिसाइटेशन. इट शुड बी फुल ऑफ लव. सो इन आवर केस, इन माई केस, दिस इज लाइक आवर लाइवलीहुड. इफ यू डोंट स्पीक अबाउट कृष्णा देन वॉट वील डू? सो इन द रिनाउंस्ड ऑर्डर इट इज मेंशन्ड दैट यू हैव टू, इफ यू एंड लॉर्ड कृष्णा ऑल्सो टेल्स मिथोरति मिथतुष्टि. सो स्पीक टू वन एंड अदर और तुष्यंती च रमंती च. वी हैव टू स्पीक टू आवर सेल्फ ईच अदर. बट ए ट्रू भागवतम क्लास और ट्रू भागवत प्रवचन कैन कम ओनली फ्रॉम ए पर्सन लाइक हु हैज एक्सपीरियंसिंग कृष्णा. और एटलीस्ट एवरीथिंग शुड बी इन परंपरा इफ यू आर स्पीकिंग. सो देर इज वन पास्ट टाइम इन चैतन्य भागवत. वन टाइम लॉर्ड चैतन्य वॉज ट्रेवलिंग एंड ही सॉ देवानंद पंडित गिविंग ए भागवत डिस्कोर्स and Lord Chaitanya remembered one past time how one time Srivas Pandit, he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Devanand Pandit, and Devanand Pandit was a eloquent speaker explaining the meanings of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srivas Pandit hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, he was in ecstasy and he started weeping and in tears. So all the students of Srivas Devanand Pandit, they thought he's disturbing us, and they dragged him out and threw him out. And then Devanand Pandit, he was seated on the Vyasasana, but he was not forbidding his disciples not to do that. He allowed, and he committed an offense. So Lord Chaitanya knew that. So what are the qualities of Devanand Pandit? Seikhane Devananda Panditera Vas Parama Susanta Vipra Moksha Abhilas. Parama Susanta, he was extremely peaceful, and Moksha Abhilas, he had a desire for liberation. True Moksha. Jnanavanta Tapasvi Janma Udasin भागवत पढ़ाए तथापि भक्तिहीन. ज्ञानवंत, ही इज वेरी नॉलेजेबल, तपस्वी, ऑस्टियर, एंड ही इज ऑलवेज न्यूट्रल, उदासीन, नॉट मच इंटरेस्टेड इन मेटेरियल अफेयर्स. ही टीचेस भागवत, भागवत पढ़ाए, व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम? तथापि भक्तिहीन. भागवत विदाउट भक्ति ही टीचेस. जानीवार योग्यता अच्छे किछु तार कौन अपराधे नहे कृष्ण से प्रमाण. ही हैड सम क्वालिफिकेशन टू अंडरस्टैंड श्रीमद् भागवतम, बट बिकॉज ही हैड कमिटेड ऑफेंस, ही वॉज नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड श्रीमद् भागवतम. एंड ओनली लॉर्ड न्यू दैट, नोबडी एल्स न्यू दैट ही हैड कमिटेड सम ऑफेंस. ओनली कृष्ण न्यू. भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर राइट्स दैट बिकॉज एवरी जीवा इज ए वैष्णवा, एवरीबडी हैज सम क्वालिफिकेशन टू अंडरस्टैंड श्रीमद् भागवतम. बट इन दिस केस ही वॉज वेरी ऑफेंसिव, सो दैट इज वाई ही वॉज नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड. सो वेन लॉर्ड सॉ देवानंद पंडित ही स्टार्टेड सेइंग इन एंगर कोप वल्ले प्रभु बेटा की अर्थ है व्याखाने भागवत अर्थ को न जन्मे वो न जाने बेटा की अर्थ बाखाने बेटा बोलते ना ये बेटा को कुछ नहीं आता भागवत अर्थ कौन जन्मे ना जाने व्हाट काइंड ऑफ एक्सप्लेनेशन दिस फेलो इज गिविंग ही हैज नेवर अंडरस्टूड द मीनिंग ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम इन एनी ऑफ हिज लाइफ टाइम्स यू कैन थिंक ही इज ऑलरेडी गिविंग डिस्कोर्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ पीपल आर हियरिंग एंड दे आर कमिंग अगेन एंड अगेन Still, the Lord is telling he does not understand Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes that material desires and offenses blocks the true meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. There is material desires and there are offenses. So, we will be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, but will not the true meaning will not come to us. The Lord says, ए बेटार भागवते कौन अधिकार ग्रंथ रूपे भागवत कृष्ण अवतार व्हाट क्वालिफिकेशन डज दिस फेलो हैव टू स्पीक ऑन भागवतम श्रीमद् भागवतम इज द इनकार्नेशन ऑफ लॉर्ड इन द फॉर्म ऑफ ए बुक सो भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर राइट्स ए ब्यूटिफुल पर्पट इन दिस दैट आवर स्पिरिचुअल ईयर्स आर कवर्ड विथ ignorance. So that is why we are not able to release the Krishna topics. But when we hear Krishna Katha, and then we are purified, so there are some dirts in our ear. What is that dirt? The contaminations. That is compared to Madhu and Kaitav. So they are the contamination in our spiritual ears. So, but there is another samskara. It is called Karna Vedha Samskara. Piercing, ear piercing samskara. Purificatory process of piercing the ears. So when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, So, if we accept the material covering on our spiritual ears, then words related to material enjoyment agitate our hearts. Then subject matters not related to Krishna become our desired goal. So, when there is material covering, we like to hear about many other topics, but not Krishna. But when pure, uncontaminated living entities properly hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then our heart becomes Vrindavan and where Krishna resides. So in the Bhagavatam there is a very beautiful verse. Yasyam vaisruya manayam krishne param purushi bhaktir utpadyate pumsam soka moha bhayapaha Yasyam vaisruya manayam krishne param purushi. When we hear topics related to Krishna, then भक्तिर उत्पद्यते पुंसा शोक मोह भयापह सो बाय दिस कर्ण वेद संस्कार आवर हार्ट बिकम्स लाइक वृंदावन एंड वेयर लॉर्ड रिसाइज देन लॉर्ड सीज सवे पुरुषार्थ भक्ति भागवते होय प्रेम रूप भागवत चारि वेद कय सो द फोर वेदस डिक्लेयर दैट श्रीमद् भागवतम इज द manifestation of ecstatic love and it is the essence of all Vedas. And the four Vedas are compared to yogurt. And the Bhagavata is the cream, butter. Chari Veda Dadhi Bhagavata Navanita Mathi Lena Suke Khai Lena Parikshita. So four Vedas are yogurt. And Bhagavad is the makhan, Navanit. Sukha is doing. Sukadev is Nagaraj. Mathile na suke, khai le na परीक्षित, जस्ट लाइक सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपाल नंदन वत्स पार्थ सुधी भोक्ता दुग्धम गीतामृत महत्। वेल ऑल द उपनिषद आर चंड लाइक ए काओ देन दे गिव मिल्क अप भगवद गीता। हियर द योगर्ट इज फोर वेदास, भागवत इज द क्रीम बटर, सुखदेव इज द गोस्वामी इज चर्निंग एंड परीक्षित इज ईटिंग। मोर प्रिय सुख से जाने न भागवत, भागवते कहे मोर तत्व अभिमत। सुखदेव गोस्वामी नोज द पर्पट ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम विच डिस्क्राइब माई साइंस एंड माई ग्लोरीज। मुई मोर दास आर ग्रंथ भागवते, यार भेद आछे तार नास भाल मते। सो वन हू सी डिफरेंस इन लॉर्ड, लॉर्ड सर्वेंट एंड श्रीमद भागवतम, ही विल बी डिस्ट्रॉयड। सो लॉर्ड इज टेलिंग दिस बिकॉज देवानंद पंडित वॉज स्पीकिंग भागवतम बट ही वॉज ऑफेंडिंग श्रीवास पंडित। सो ही वॉज हैविंग ए सेपरेटिस्ट एटीट्यूड दैट दिस इज दिस श्रीमद भागवतम इज ग्लोरियस बट दिस श्रीवास पंडित ही इज यूजलेस, थ्रो हिम आउट। दैट वॉज हिज एटीट्यूड। सो दैट इज वाई लॉर्ड वॉज एंग्री। सो वेन लॉर्ड चैतन्य वॉज स्पीकिंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ भागवतम, ऑल द वैष्णवज वेर they are floating in bliss, and then Lord said, bhakti vinu bhagavata je ar bakhane prabhu bole se adama kichu nahi jane. If anybody is speaking bhagavatam but not explaining bhakti, then you should understand that adham, translation it is called rascal, ne? से अधम किछु नहीं जाने, ही डज नॉट अंडरस्टैंड एनीथिंग। सो देन लॉर्ड वॉज सो एंग्री देन ही थॉट टुडे आई विल यू नो टीयर ऑल द पेपर्स ऑफ ऑल द बुक्स ऑफ देवानंद पंडित एंड लॉर्ड चैतन्य वॉज रनिंग टू यू नो देन ऑल द डिवोटी स्टॉप्ड हिम, नो नो प्लीज प्लीज यू डोंट गो, यू डोंट गो। महाचिंत्य भागवत सर्वे शास्त्र गाय, यह ना बुझिले विद्या तप प्रतिष्ठाए। सो हु अंडरस्टैंड भागवतम, लॉर्ड चैतन्य सेज, वन हु सेज आई अंडरस्टैंड भागवतम, ही डज नॉट अंडरस्टैंड भागवतम। भागवत बुझी हे न यार अच्छी ज्ञान, से ना जाने कबू भागवतेर प्रमाण, बिकॉज भागवत इज महाचिंत्य। बट भागवते अचिंत्य ईश्वर बुद्धिजार, से जाने ये भागवत अर्थ भक्ति सार। बट वन हु अंडरस्टैंड दैट श्रीमद भागवतम इज इनकंसीवेबल, देन ही अंडरस्टैंड लिटिल बिट। सो दिस वॉज द ऑफेंस ऑफ देवानंद पंडित दैट ही हैड नो लव फॉर डिवोटीज एंड ही वॉज स्पीकिंग अबाउट द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड। सो आई वॉज थिंकिंग even if we are not able to understand Bhagavatam much but we can love devotees, then Lord will be satisfied because that is the essence. Love is the essence of knowledge. But suppose we know Bhagavatam by verses and by flow but we don't have love for devotees, then Lord will not be pleased. Mui mora das are granthe bhagavate. One should not see difference between Lord, Lord's servants and Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is one aspect of knowledge, that how Dhruva Maharaj, because of his transcendental knowledge, he was able to perceive the airplane. So this is what one aspect of knowledge, how Srimad Bhagavatam fructifies only when there is love for devotees. Another aspect of love I wanted to discuss, that In the previous verse, Dhruva Maharaj was shedding tears. So, another goal of scriptural study is crying for Krishna. Like His Holiness Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj used to say that we have created crying schools. ISKCON is crying schools. So we'll sing one bhajan and then we'll discuss Gauranga Bolite Have Pulaka Sarira, since Lord Chaitanya's birthday is coming soon. So you have your app, please open.
Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sarira hari hari bolite nayane bave nira gauranga. Gauranga bolite have pulaka sarira hari hari bolite nayane bave nira Gauranga bolite have pulaka sarira. Al kabe nitai chande karuna hoibe samsara vasana mora kabe tuccha habe. Al kabe nitai chande karuna hoibe samsara vasan bisaya chadiya kabe sudhave mana kabe ame heribo sri vrindavana bisaya. Vishaya chadiya kabe sudha bimana kabe ham he rabo sri vrindavana. Vishaya chadiya kabe Rupa Raghunatha Pade Thoibe Akuti Kabe Hama Bhuja Bhuse Yugala Piriti. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Thoibe Thank you. रघुनाथ पदे रहु मोरा प्रार्थना करो सदा नरोत्तम दास रूप रघुनाथ पदे
So, the purpose of singing this bhajan was, if we see, Narottam Das Thakur is also aspiring that when will tears flow from my eyes by chanting the names of Gauranga. So, this is Lalasha Mai Bhajan, where there is some Lalasha, there is aspiration, true aspiration of Narottam Das Thakur, that when will my samsara vasana finished, then when will I understand? Visaya chadiya kabe, suddha abe mana, kabe ame haribo, Sri Vrindavan. When will I understand Vrindavan? When will my samsara destroyed? So like that all the verses he prays. So in the fourth verse, Rupa Raghunatha pade hoibe akuti, kabe ame bujavase? Yugala Prati. Prabhupada translates. When will I study the books given by Sad Goswamis? That is not the direct meaning, but Prabhupada gives us for us. That is like begging at the lotus feet of Sad Goswamis means reading their literatures, and then we can understand the divine couple, Yugala Prati. So, this is the true aspiration. Gauranga bolite have pulaka sarira hari hari boli nayana bhave. So if someone is chanting hari hari and there is tears, then he understand the all the scriptures. So in Varanasi, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling, so all the sannyasis used to criticize. See this sannyasi, he has taken sannyas, but he is just roaming around with all the sentimental people, and he is not reading Vedanta. He is just crying, dancing. Is this the work of a sannyasi? So, this blasphemy was always there. So, Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra was feeling very, you know, they were quite disheartened to see this, and they were always thinking, they were in distress, seeing, hearing the criticism of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Lord Chaitanya also heard this, and while on his way to Vrindavan, then he went to Vrindavan, and while returning, he stayed at the house of Chandrasekhar. Although Chandrasekhar was a Shudra by birth, Lord Chaitanya stayed at his house, but he used to take his food at the house of Tapan Mishra. So one time one Brahmana came and he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have invited all the sannyasis to my house, so I also want you to come there and please accept lunch. So at that time, Lord Chaitanya was not accepting any invitation, but on that day, Lord Chaitanya had a transcendental plan. So he smiled a little bit and he told, okay. Because he wanted to deliver all the sannyasis of Kasi. So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, the Panchatattva, they brought a flood of love. And in that flood, everybody was drowning. You cannot escape because they were reaching out. They had come to spread the love. It was like a flood. So nobody was able to escape. Children, old men, boys, girls, women, everybody, they were all getting. But there were some who were trying to avoid this flood. They did not want the love of Godhead. They are Mayavadis. They are Tarkika. They are Pasandas. So there were atheists, there were logicians, and there were Mayavadis who were trying to avoid this. So Lord Chaitanya thought how to catch them also. Then he thought, I will take sannyas. And then he took sannyas. So when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, all those who were trying to avoid him, nowadays people don't respect so much. No, don't respect sannyasis so much. But at that time, when he was Nimai Pandit, they were fleeing from him. But when he took sannyas, they all came and paid their dandavats and they accepted bhakti. But still, after taking sannyas also, there were some who were still avoiding Lord Chaitanya. And they were the sannyasis of Kashi. And for that, Lord did some extraordinary plan. He had made this plan long before, when he had gone to East Bengal. He had given the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to Tapan Mishra, and he had told him, you go to Varanasi. And he did not know, there is no association in Varanasi. Why Lord Chaitanya is sending me to Varanasi? But after 6-7 years, Lord Chaitanya comes and stays at the house of Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the invitation because he had a transcendental plan of delivering all the sannyasi. Jaya Navadvipa Nava Pradipa Prabhava Pasandaga Jaika Simha. So, Jaya Navadvipa Nava Pradipa. He is the new light who has come to Navadvip. Prabhava Pasanda Gajeka Singha. For the Pasandis, for the atheists who are like big, big elephants, Lord Chaitanya is a big lion who catches them. So, Chaitanya Chandru Swanama Sankhya Japasutra Dhari Chaitanya Chandru Bhagavan Murari. Swanama Sankhya Japasutra Dhari, one who is chanting his own name by counting. Chaitanya Chandra Bhagavan Murari. So he has come to subdue the elephant, atheist elephants. He is the lion, Gajaika Singha. So Lord Chaitanya, he had devised plan for everybody, for atheist, for Mayavadis, for everybody he had some plan. So Varanasi he came, and exactly these people were offending him. They were offending him. So they went for the lunch time. And Lord Chaitanya first offered his dandavat pranam to all the sannyasis sitting on the dais, and he washed his hand and sat there only. He sat where all the people washed their feet. And he did something extraordinary. We may be able to do the first thing. We may be able to sit where we wash our feet, but we cannot show our Brahman effulgence. Lord Chaitanya showed his yasya pravaha pravavato jagadanda koti. So he exposed his Brahman effulgence. And that is the goal of all the Varanasi sannyasis. Brahmalin Maharaj. Mahamandaleshwar Brahmalin Amka Amka Maharaj. So that is their goal. Like we say Golokvasi, Kailasvasi, then Brahmalin. So that is our goal. So Lord Chaitanya showed, this is your goal here. Your goal is sitting here. So that was like a blow to all the sannyasis. And then the leader of the sannyasis, Prakashananda Saraswati, he came and he extended his hand and he told, Gosai, why you are sitting down? Please, please come and sit, have a seat. And he escorted Lord Chaitanya and made him sit on the Vyasasan. And then he told that, why you are sitting down? Lord Chaitanya told, what can I do? I am a sannyasi from lower sampradaya, Bharati sampradaya, and you are all exalted sannyasis. So I am unqualified. Then Prakashananda Saraswati asked him, you have taken sannyas in the Sankara sampradaya, Bharati sampradaya, from an Kesha Bharati Maharaj, but you are just dancing and crying and laughing and just singing and in the streets. You are always with Bhavukira Sanghe. You are with sentimental people. Why you are doing like this? Then Lord Chaitanya explained. He told, dear sir, what can I do? When I met my spiritual master first, he told, you are a fool. Guru mujhe murkha dekhi, karila sasan. I was a fool. My spiritual master told, you are a fool. So you don't have any adhikar to read Vedanta. You just chant Krishna Naam. And my spiritual master gave me one verse. And he told, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Name Vakevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranita. There is no other way. You are a fool, you just chant. And Lord Chaitanya told, then I started chanting. And when I started chanting, I got mad. I was laughing, I was crying. And I was afraid, what happened to me? After chanting this mantra, I am becoming crazy. So I had some doubt. So I went to my spiritual master and asked him, Kiva mantra dila gosai, kiva tara bal, japite japite mui, hoili pagal. Then Ishwarapuri told, Beta, you have achieved the goal of life. This is the real effect of chanting Hare Krishna. This is the real effect of chanting Hare Krishna, that you are experiencing love of God. And I am so fortunate to have a disciple like you, that you are actually experiencing. And Ishwarapuri told him, there is one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Evam bratasva priya nama kirtya jata nuraga drita chitta ucche hasatyati rodati roti gayati unmadavat nrityati loka vaiha. One who has developed affection for Lord, he goes on chanting the Krishna's holy name and roditi. Sometimes he cries, sometimes he laughs, and he dances without caring what people are saying. Nityati loka vaya. So one time one newcomer, he complained through another devotee where I do preaching. Why ISKCON people dance like pagal? Pagal jaise naaste kyun hai aap log? So somehow or other I had memorized this verse. So I wrote in a paper and told that devotee, you give it to him with translation. Of course, we are not on the level of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he tells Prakashananda Saraswati, I was not dancing, I was not crying, but this name was making me dance. This name was making me cry. So in our case, we need a mridanga to dance or jambe. But Lord Chaitanya's pastime, he was dancing like that. He was traveling alone to South India and he was dancing. That means what he tells is that दिस चैंटिंग ऑफ हरे कृष्णा वॉज मेकिंग मी डांस. सो वॉट कैन आई डू? एंड दैट इज द एसेंस ऑफ ऑल स्क्रिप्चर्स, दैट इज द एसेंस ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम. बट वी ऑल्सो ट्राई टू डांस बाय फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ द लॉर्ड. सो दैट इज बोनाफाइड, दैट इज द चैतन्य महाप्रभुस टीचिंग्स, डांस फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ द लॉर्ड. सो that was the exact challenge Prakashananda Saraswati was giving, that you are sentimental and there is no basis for this chanting and dancing. But Lord Chaitanya convinced him that this is the essence of scriptures, and Srimad Bhagavatam tells that when you chant with love, what is the essence? That you actually dance for Krishna, sings for Krishna. And that I was doing. So my spiritual master ordered me and I did this. I had no fault. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arguments were very quite convincing because he was quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Prakashananda Saraswati told, that is all right, sir. We understand Krishna Naam has some, this is the effect. But still, you should read Vedanta. At least you should read Vedanta because you are a sannyasi. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that then he started going to the smash the Mayavad philosophy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, there are so many flaws. The Vedanta is clear, but there are really so many flaws in the explanation of the Acharya, Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya has taken Mahavakya as Tattvamasi, whereas the word Om is the Mahavakya of the scriptures. And he has taken the indirect meaning, not taking the direct meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Lord gives the explanation of Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. How Bhagavan is full of six opulences, but Shankaracharya has told that the Lord is a transformation of the mode of goodness and make him illusion. So there is the second problem in your studies of Vedanta, that you do not understand that the Lord, Bhagavan, he is the root of everything and he is always existing, eternal. So like that, by different arguments, Lord Chaitanya established the Vedanta philosophy in its true purport, in its true meaning, establishing how Krishna Bhakti is the essence of the Srimad, all the Vedanta studies, and chanting Krishna's holy name is the essence. And that is a long discussion. We have already approaching our finishing line. So then, but the essence was Prakashananda Saraswati and all the sannyasis, they understood that this whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling is a perfect, and they told, whatever you are teaching is perfect. This is the true meaning, and from this day onward, we will also join you. Then they also started chanting and dancing. So this is the essence of scriptural study, that we should have genuine love for Krishna. So what is the perfection of studying Vedanta? It is the affection of for Lord Krishna. That is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life is itself the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. He is giving essence of Vedanta in his own life, how he is experiencing love of Krishna. Gauranga bolite have pulaka sarira, hari hari bolite nayane Mave Nir. So there is one Hindi kahavat, pothi 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 padhi padhi pandit koi na hoy, dhai akshar prem ke padhe so pandit hoy. If somebody has understood, if somebody has developed love for Krishna, no problem, he has understood all the scriptures, because that is the essence of scriptures. But we are reading so many scriptures, but we don't have love, then we are missing something in our life. So like that, today we discussed about some relationship between knowledge and love. So first we saw the life of Devanand Pandit. He was offending Vaishnava, that is why his explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam was like he did not liked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should not see the difference between Srimad Bhagavatam devotees and the Lord. And secondly, we saw the by how our chanting is not sentimentalism, but it is authorized by scriptures. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by his personal life. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Nitai Gaur Premanande.